Podquickie Pals.
Podquickie Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Yes, it's that time for Podquickie Pals. I think we've got Nico from Radioactive on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, there we go. I can hear you now.
Oh, yay. Okay. Oh, good.
Life
so glad.
Cool. Life is better when you can hear the breakfast host of 95BFM, right? Man, that was narcissistic.
How are you this morning?
Oh, we're so good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I've just started drinking my first coffee. I'm a little late on the coffee this morning, but
yeah,
feeling good. How's everything down in Ponike?
Not bad. I haven't started my first coffee yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm overdue for, so.
This could be your opportunity.
The life of breakfast, eh? You've been covering since Sunaina left. How have you been finding it, Nico?
I've loved it. It's been probably 4 weeks, just almost 4 weeks. And the first week was pretty dusty. Nah, not dusty, but it was a big learning curve, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, there's nothing like being thrown in the deep end, eh?
Yeah. How long have you two been doing breakfast on 95BFM?
Oh,
since July last year, so coming up six months, just over 6 months maybe?
Yeah, ages now.
We feel like old and withered, but
the passage of time is really accelerated.
Have you had to wake up for a job this early before?
No.
Oh, I have.
Oh, actually, no, I used to work in a cafe, so I probably woke up this early-ish.
Yeah,
It's pretty ruthless sometimes, eh?
It's not that bad.
It's like, I definitely feel a bit delirious by the end of the week, normally.
And I love
and
the
then
delirium.
The show gets a bit rungus by Thursday or Friday.
I think you really have to lean into the delirium as a breakfast host and just embrace it. Yeah, it's fabulous. So you're covering breakfast down there, and what's happening down there?
Not too much. Frida's coming in next week. But apart from... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't talk about that.
So secret.
Oh. It's all right, we didn't hear it anyway. I can't even remember.
It was only live on radio.
To be honest, not too much. It's just... kicking back for school. I don't really know how to say that. Like, we're getting back to school vibes.
Yeah.
And uni's just about to start. And so people were coming in more to Wellington. Summer was pretty dead and the weather was pretty bad.
Classic Wellington.
Yeah. Oh, actually, the worst thing about Wellington right now is that there's a sewage.
Oh, no. Into the South Coast. Not the Kaka Coast.
Hey.
We have been calling it the Kaka Coast.
It's just a little taste of Tamaki vibes for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I haven't gone swimming in like weeks. And I feel really annoyed.
Oh.
What's been going on for you?
We've got lots of exciting stuff coming up.
It's been huge. January was massive. We had lots of international acts like David Byrne, Iggy Pop. It's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, Lameway Festival last week. This weekend even we got some cool gigs like Earth Tongue are playing at Double Whammy. Bass Rongoa's putting on A Night of 1,000 Lovers. And then February and March just gets better and better. We're really excited for Splore next weekend.
Nice. Where is that?
That's out at Tāpapakanga Regional Park, sort of southeast sort of ways.
We also have something very exciting. We're going live from the Bear Spot this Friday from 4 till 7 again. And we've got CCTV and Greco-Romanc playing.
Ooh,
yeah,
sounds fun.
Going to be feral. And it's going to be live on air. So if you want to tap into our online stream and just quietly have a little listen to the bee on a Friday afternoon. You can do that.
If you're not listening to Active, of course.
Yeah, you can keep two tabs open and just switch between if you like.
Just play B and Active at the same time. It won't be overstimulating at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Nico, have you got gigs and stuff coming up that you're going to? Is there exciting live music on the horizon?
Yes, there is. I The one that I can think of is Mud Goose and Fowler on the 20th.
Oh, sick. Mm.
I'm excited for that. I went to a cool gig last weekend and I saw like their whole kind of click play in a couple bands, and oh my god, it was best time. So yeah, super excited to see that.
Mm. Yeah. Too good. We love Mud Goose up here.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Chews?
Yeah.
Oh no, you already said the Bass of Noir stuff. I'm really excited to see Bass of Noir. I haven't seen them yet, so yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they sort of stretch across the motto a little bit with the gigs that they're putting on. They did one at Goblin a few weeks ago and it was just so much fun. We had Kaisha and Dao come up from Porneke actually, and she did such a cool live set. I was just like mesmerized. And then now they've got a few different DJs sort of playing beautiful like reggae dub sounds for Valentine's Day, which is just going to be so cute.
Nice. Mm. I love the Lovers Rock on Lovers Day.
Yeah. Too good, eh? Doesn't get any better than that. Now, you've chosen us a track. This is super exciting. Tell us about it.
So, I'll start from the beginning. My friends, when I was back, like, when I was 15 or something, back in high school, my friends had this band called Crumbly Jack.
I love Crumbly Jack.
There was this dude in the hut, and his name was Caleb, and he produced Better Than All of Us. And a couple of my mates formed a band called Crumbly Jack, and like that happened, and that was really cool. But then Caleb moved up to Auckland, and I never saw him again. And
okay.
And now he has this cool other band, and I'd hear their tracks, and I'd be like, "Bruh, this is fire!" And it really just so happens to be you, Rosetta. But, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Rosetta's so in a band? I didn't know about.
That's really nice, Nico. Thank you.
Oh, so you've chosen Psycho Gab's brand new track, Compass.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a track for you to spin. This is one of the latest songs off Dungeon Vision, which is coming out this Friday. And I'm super excited to see them at Double Whammy on the 14th. This is Silver Eye.
By Earth Tongue.
Yeah, boy.
We love them so much. Yeah. They're based over in Berlin, but home at the moment, doing a few shows, and so excited for that album.
Did you know the fact that it was produced by Ty Segall?
Yes.
So wicked, eh?
I talked to them like 2 days ago.
Oh, they sick. Said, mean. Yeah. They're so cool.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
They are pretty.
Just
I'm yet to hear the whole album. I just want to sit down on the weekend and just check it all out.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It'll be everyone's weekend agenda. Listen to all of Dungeon Vision multiple times.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, we'll leave you to it. Have a great rest of your show, and let's have a listen to the track that you chose.
Thanks, Nico.
Ciao.
Bye.
up to you. How do I read your intentions? A great betrayal of my youth. Surrender control. Polish the pieces we played in. Come back in time. It must be my design.